Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
Select Irish on FM 104, and join me now to talk about the upcoming Blanchardstown Resonance event is musician Asha Ree, Muriel, Carla and James. Hello everybody.
Hi. Hello.
Thank you so much for popping in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So tell me about this event. Where did it all begin?
So basically, I've always been so proud of being from Blanchardstown. I think it's so important to like know your roots as well and represent that no matter where you are in your career. So I did a show with my friend Aisha called Passports, and the director of the direct, Emer, saw it and she reached out to me and said, can you come in for a meeting just to chat about ideas and the space and stuff? So I went in and then I just had this idea. I was like, wait, there's so many talented artists here in Blanchardstown. It's down the road. All the shows are in the city centre. Mm-hmm. So I just said to her, why don't we do a show where we kind of showcase the talent in Blanchardstown? Like the young, because it's something for younger people as well. So then she loved the idea. And then we kind of like, I worked on it. She gave me advice on it. And then it just came to life just naturally. It was like 5 months ago. So it kind of naturally came together the way it was meant to. So I'm just really excited because community is important, and to be able to put on a show where you've started your creative journey is very, very, it's just a full circle moment.
And also with that, you mentioned the young people. It's very much what they see is what they can be as well. Yeah. And that is so important. And that's kind of what you're doing with this too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and also in terms of like the music in Blanche, there's so much different music, but also collaboration shows how different sorts of styles can come together and make something amazing too. And collaboration, I think, is the future of the music industry, and we need to do more. And you can start with like the local community, people, artists from Blanche working together and kind of like getting opportunities for each other and uplifting each other. So it just makes me happy to be actually able to share the stage with these artists. Instead, why not share the stage together when you can?
And that's the thing. I don't think there's any such thing as genres anymore. I think people just make music that they enjoy and that they want to make.
But I feel like people always want to put things in a box. So they're like, okay, what style do you do? And you're kind of like, if I list out five things, people will be like, which one? Like, do you know what
Choose
I mean?
One.
So I think it is good to have genres for people to kind of have some idea of what to expect.
Okay. Yeah.
But at the same time, music is a universal language. Whether you're singing in a different language, rapping, or whatever it is, you can blend the music together and create something. And the more different elements that come into it, the more like of a show it is, with the name Resonance, like different particles uplifting each other. So that's mm-hmm. what it is about. Mm-hmm. And it creates such an experience.
Yeah, it's a vibe and a feeling really, isn't it, when it
yes.
comes to music?
Yes.
Like you'd be sitting there listening to music and you'd be moving without even realising. And
exactly.
that's, I suppose, what it comes back to, isn't it?
Yeah, another thing about the show is it's in a theatre space. So I have my friend Aisha doing stage design. So we're really, really showing what each song represents, what community represents with the stage design. And it's a seated event, so you can sit there and really take in the whole performances. And it's just so many. We have a full band as well. So it's just a variety of things. So I'm just really excited about it, yeah.
And is collaboration, you're going to be doing a medley for us in a little while, but introduce the people around you that are involved too.
Yes, so we have Muriel.
Hi.
And we have James.
Hello.
And we have Carla.
Hello.
These people are amazing and they're part of the show, and it's just really, really happy to have them on board. So,
yeah.
So, Muriel, tell me a little bit about your musical journey. How did you get involved in this?
So, I've been making music for the past couple of years, and obviously I know Aisling through family and friends. So when she reached out, it was an immediate yes, because like I'm so passionate about music and I love the arts in general. So when she mentioned that was in the DRIOC, I was like, absolutely, like I'm in. So I was drawn to this. I'm really looking forward to getting up on that stage for sure. Yeah.
Amazing. And then James, you're going to be doing some rapping?
I am indeed, yeah.
Have you always been into the rap?
I have. I would have started out like writing and stuff when I was like 14. Like I was always into it growing up. Like I remember like seeing like Irish people rapping, which was a huge like, you know, thing back in the day. Like, I mean, I don't know if it would have been held to the same regard that it's held now. But I was into it, and there was actually one artist from, we were talking there about, like, you know what I mean, for younger people, like, you know what I mean,
yeah,
resonating with younger people. Like, for me, when I was younger and I started writing, there was an artist called Flynn Johnson, and he's from Blanchardstown as well.
Cool.
And I remember seeing him doing it back in the day, and that kind of, like, you know, yeah, just seeing someone, like, you know, and it's recognisable, like, yeah, I, you know, this person's from, like, where I'm from, and, like, you know what I mean, you know, I can resonate with what they're doing, like, you know. So that for me, yeah, and yeah, ever since, just pushing away, I suppose.
Yeah, brilliant. But also bringing people into new venues as well. Mm. You know, like we have some in Dublin, unfortunately a lot are closing, but like to be able to introduce people to different venues too is an important part of it as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, 100%. And also, can I just say, when I looked up artists from Blanchardstown, James, you showed up first. Like, right, literally, like, it was all about Blanche in your bio, because so straight away it picked up James. Yeah. I was like, definitely. And then I know you through Connor as well, so I was like, this is a sign, like straight away I was like, James was to be part of this show.
When
like
when he said that, I was like, really? And I looked it up as well.
You were the first. You look at Blanche almost, and first thing is James Shannon is an artist from Blanche.
Yeah. Googling yourself, we've all done it, to be fair. Anyone who denies that. So tell me about the night and how people can get tickets for it.
Yeah, so you can get tickets on the Direct website. And also, if you look up Blanchardstown Resonance, you can find all the details and you can see all the different music as well. And you're getting a whole show. You're getting different genres. You're getting collaboration, a full band. And you're also getting spoken word as well. So Megan will be doing some spoken word. She's not here today, but she actually as well wrote the hook for the medley. Mm-hmm. We wrote that in rehearsal. So we just work really well together. I'm just really, that's the power of collaboration. You can come up with something so quickly, picking up on different people's energies. And then we have Fortune as well, who's not here today, but he'll be part of the show too.
Excellent.
And he's a very talented rapper from Blanche too.
So you're going to do a medley for us. Tell us about the medley before we hear it.
Yeah, so basically the medley kind of goes on the theme of the show, which is community and growth and kind of going for your dreams and as a collective. So we kind of, through the rapping and the singing and spoken word in the song, you get all the flavors of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all part of it, the band, all the artists. So you can see us all working together as a team, and then you can also see in our single songs us separately.
Excellent. So Muriel, Carla, James and Ashery, thank you so much for popping in.
Thanks very much.
Would you like to introduce the song for us?
Yeah, this song, we don't have a name for it yet, but this is the first time it's ever been heard. So
we should call it Blanchardstown Resonance.
Yeah. Yes, this is, let's call it Blanchardstown Resonance for now. So thank you.
It's FM 104.
No drip on my head, stay blessed with the best. Like I said, no frets, my check, you're the vibe in the place. Like Ned's Ringo Starr on the drums in your ears, my friends. Getting by, moving up with the system all loud. Sipping wine from my cup and my gig is sold out. Every night I'm the one, everybody knows now. Hypnotize all the horns, man, I need a gold crown. Breathe the soul, through the track, I'm the new Al Green. James Brown coming back, like how good I feel. Everybody listen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.